Michael, thank you so much for being on the show. How are you doing?
Doing great, Hector. Thank you for having me.
Can you give our listeners a little bit of your backstory?
My business partner, Mike Allen, is a person of great character. He is a man of his word, and things have just worked out. And the company was founded in 1976 by Bill Jordan, hence the name Jordan Link, and has been in operation ever since. So effectively, when we bought the company, we bought a company that was a few months older than I am. And so we bought it now effectively 4 years ago. But from the time that Mike and I started managing the company, we were at about 118 agents. Currently, we're at 278 active agents, and we have referral accounts, and we're just over 300 total. We have gone from two offices to five, and that's currently where we sit. We service Central California. And so our headquarters is in Visalia. It's a town or a city with about 150,000 people. The county that we sit in is Tulare County, that's headquarters. We have an office in Porterville, which is actually where I'm at today. We have an office in Hanford, which is in Kings County, a neighboring county. And then we have our southernmost office in Bakersfield, which is Kern County. And then we have a small office in Delano, or satellite office in Delano. So that incorporates the five offices that we have servicing three counties. We actually service Fresno County, but we service it from Kings and Tulare County. We don't have any brick and mortar there yet, but you know, maybe who knows? Time will tell. We're going to go back to when we bought the company. We were doing somewhere about 600 transactions. In 2019, we did 768 transactions. In 2020, which just ended, we had 1,944 transactions on the books. Of those, we closed about 1,880 of them, and the other ones were carryovers into this year. So we're starting 2021, with some numbers on the board. But it's the first time we've hit 1,800. We have a goal of 2,000 plus units for 2021, and it's a play on the number, if you will. We're trying to achieve 2,100 transactions this year. Our main focus is about 80% residential, with 20% being commercial and ag. And again, we are in what we consider the breadbasket of the world right here in the Central Valley. There are more cows than there are humans. And that sounds funny, but that's actually a fact. The county that we're in has about 383,000 people in our main county of Tulare County. So it's just the way it is. We're in a county where the average price in Tulare County is $220,000. In Kern County, our highest price point is about $268,000 is the average. And then Kings and Tulare are very similar. So given those numbers in California, which are relatively no numbers, we have to be profitable, and we do that by volume.
That's awesome.
The way we operate the company now is we operate the company with this concept in mind, is that the agents are our clients. We are an agent services company. We happen to be in real estate. We are franchised. We're Century 21 Jordan Link, but we run an agent services company. And that has always been our focus. That is what we tell our management and our executive group. That's what we do, what we tell all of our trainers. We do a training, 4 days a week, with one of those days, the fifth day, being our sales meeting. So effectively, we're doing something to keep them engaged, productive, and informed and educated every single day of the week. And we've turned that into a virtual event after COVID happened March of last year. And we didn't, there was about 4 days where we had to decide how we were going to conduct business and how we were going to get the information out to the agents. We got shut down on a Thursday night. Friday, we had staff come in, get all the computers, start working from home. And by Tuesday, which is our day that we do our sales meetings, the next day, we were active and we haven't missed a beat. We've been doing a session every single day at 9 a.m. And so we don't just say we're an agent services company. We actually put a lot of action behind it, thought and effort. And you'll be hard-pressed to find a company in real estate that wants to provide as many services as we do and then follows through with actually providing them.
Very exciting. So what do you think is happening in 2021? I've got an interview that I had with another broker who has a certain prediction of what's going to happen, it would not necessarily positive. What would you say? If you could look into the crystal ball, and I know it's just speculation right now, but I'm just curious your thoughts on 2021 and how the trajectory is with the year for real estate professionals.
Oh, absolutely. So we've given this a lot of thought, and we've read a lot of reports, and we've listened to a lot of economists. And by gathering all of this information, here's what we see for the San Joaquin Valley of California. Again, we know that real estate is always local. Every market is different. But speaking from Bakersfield to Madera, the Central Valley, where we do business, as long as interest rates remain low, we're going to see an uptick in transaction count. We have a big issue like the rest of the United States does, and that is the supply. We don't have enough supply to meet the demand. However, because land compared to the rest of the state is so much more affordable here where we live, we have a lot of new construction, and that just becomes part of our inventory that typically does not show on MLS reports. So we're very fortunate that way that we have a lot of new construction. So we foresee an uptick in residential transactions. When we go to the commercial side, the commercial side is where it gets interesting. We've had clients reach out to us already. We've listed and in some cases sold, but we haven't sold all of them. We're listing restaurants, strip centers, more often or on a more frequent and more than we anticipated. So there's definitely some COVID effect, if you will, to our economy. But by and large, I think we're going to be fine. And what we have seen is we have seen some clients reach out to us to help them renegotiate their leases, if possible, to where they're not needing quite as much space. And as a matter of fact, in one particular building that we're in Bakersfield, one of the tenants, which is a financial company or a bank, they have already reduced their space that they lease by 25%. And so, you know, they've made the adjustments in that building. Now they have some vacancy. And also a part of that building that we're in, as a matter of fact, the entire second floor, something about 20,000 square feet, is a insurance services company. And they have about 50% of their staff working from home. And that's part of the California regulation. You know, they are an essential business, but some people feel more comfortable working at home. So we anticipate 2021 to be a year of transition and change. I think we'll be able to see how it's going to affect the commercial industry. Will industries such as insurance services and other professional services, where the work can be done remotely from home, will they allow some of their staff to stay at home? Will it be 50%, 30%, 20%? And if they do, what is that going to do to the landlords that own that? And, you know, they're going to have some vacancies coming up. And so we definitely see some effects there. We're seeing a huge uptick, and I think this is true for the entire state, maybe the nation, where casual fast food restaurants, and it could be anything with a drive-thru, their business is increasing. You know, places that sell coffee are going through the roof. I mean, the lines are bigger than ever. You know, my business partner and I had a lunch meeting last week, and on our way back from a lunch meeting, real close to one of our offices, there's a brand new coffee place. It's a drive-thru only. And the line was about 75 cars long. And he mentioned it to, out loud to me. He says, man, I wonder what they do for a living and wait in line for an hour for a cup of coffee. And I started laughing because I was thinking the exact same thing when he said it. Like, what do they do for a living that they can wait in line 75 cars deep? I said, one, the coffee's not that good. And second of all, I mean, you got to have a job to pay for a $7 cup coffee, right?
Exactly.
And so we are seeing those, and I think everybody is seeing those, where some businesses are doing very well, and I don't think they're going to be affected. As a matter of fact, I think that investors that want to invest in some of those commercial properties, they will look for some of those businesses, the drive-through businesses, the casual fast food restaurants, and they'll be the landlords to whoever the franchisee happens to be. And so it's really going to be finding your niche in commercial. We focus on residential. We don't see any issues so long as the interest rates stay low.
If there's somebody who owns a business in Visalia or in the, through Bakersfield, so that whole area, Porterville, the places that you mentioned, if they're listening to this show right now through the podcast or through YouTube or whatever, is there a particular way that they can contact you?
Best way to reach us is at jordanlink.com. jordanlink.com or 559-733-9696.
I love it. Very inspired. You guys were one of my favorite companies I worked with when I was at Realogy and Century 21. Michael, thank you so much for being on the show.